Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, your coach, your teacher, Dave Sullivan, and with me is John DeLaurier from Peach State Roofing. What's going on, John?
It is a great day, Dave. Weather is great. My body is great. I'm not hurting. I have running water. Didn't have any running water last week, so it is a good day.
That is a good day. Well, you're a young guy, so your body doesn't hurt. I hurt all the time, but that's another topic. But we have been we've been chewing the fat here for the last half an hour. I said, hey, we got to just hit record and go over this because this is some great stuff. We were talking about our mastermind group and what we go through in the group with the guys. And if you're not familiar with a mastermind group, we put together groups of between six and eight guys and ladies from around the country, non-competing contractors. And we get together once a week and we talk about various things that helps these contractors. And the topic that keeps coming up all the time is sales process. And we're having this discussion and I think it's time that we discuss our sales process. And this show is going to be called The Best Sales Process to Sell Roofs in 2024. So this is our best sales process and we've got a great one. And John uses it every day and we keep tweaking it. And it works out pretty well. Now we're going to go through John's screenshots. So those that are listening on the podcast only, we don't have our YouTube channel set up yet for various reasons, but you can get a copy of this and just drop me a note and I'll send it over to you in a Dropbox.
Because Dave's in the witness protection program.
Yeah, exactly. You know, weren't you the one who was supposed to get on that that YouTube deal? Anyway, so this is going to be great. This is going to be good stuff. We're going to make it simple. John's going to go through his process. And as I say, you can get it. I'll send you the download. You just have to contact me and we'll get that over to you. So I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. Or fill in the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. John, are we ready to jump in? We don't have a plan. We're just going to go through this. And I think one step at a time. You ready? I'll lead along and I'll ask questions because I've always got questions because I'm so curious. This is why things take so long with me. But shall we do it?
I'm ready. So I would say from the beginning, you need, I know we sell coaching, but pick it. It can be us. It can be anyone in the industry, but you need someone who will identify your sales process holes, the problems, the things that can improve, and then somebody who can help implement those things in your actual business. Because we all like to dream and talk about the great things and hear the things and read the books and go to the conferences, but you need both of those things. So you need to work with someone who helps you understand this and then holds your feet to the fire to actually do the things. There's very few things in your business that you're just gonna be done for you. You still have to take effort and take this step to actually implement the things that you've learned. So I'd say that from the beginning, you need to find someone who can coach and walk along with you as you grow this business. It's going to actually make things much easier, and you will be more profitable if you just trust someone to walk alongside you as you grow. So I'll say that from the beginning.
I agree with that. The fun part, though, is talking about all these great ideas that we always have, right? The implementation.
That is the fun part.
Actually doing it is really hard.
It's not the fun part, the implementation part. So I will go through my desktop. So I'm sharing my screen now, and I'll try to walk through it. Even if you're listening, you'll be able to understand what's going on. So from the very, very beginning, I'm just going to go through this customer that we talked to in February of 2023, almost a year ago. It was a repair lead. We took a bunch of company cam pictures. If you don't have a CRM or you're frustrated with your CRM, I recommend using company cam as your first CRM. And the reason I say that, it's not really a CRM, but it can help your entire team. Even if you're a one-man show, you can actually create templates, create checklists, create reports. You can showcase these jobs that you've completed on your website. And soon you'll be able to price. I think maybe the pricing is already there. So you could actually invoice within CompanyCam itself. So it's not a complete CRM, but it's a good place to start that's very easy to use and will help protect your business from any questions and show your customer the best roofing experience that they can have. So this is a customer we had.
I want to start. Let's just start off briefly. We weren't going to get into this, but you know, to have your sales process, you first have to have a lead. You have to have some interest in what you sell. So I'm not going to get into the whole lead generation thing, what's working, what's not. I just want to touch on it. And because this is where so many people are struggling, and particularly now they're having difficulty generating leads. Things have definitely slowed down for most areas of the country. Yep. So let's just hit on that real quick. What's working, what's not. John, you're out in Savannah and out in Georgia. What do you see? What's working, what's not? The things that you've tried. We had a good discussion about PPC, how this did not work out for you. You spent a bunch of dough and you didn't get anything out of it. But let's just start off there real briefly before we get into the process.
Okay. So we'll back up and talk about the effort and the cost of acquiring a customer. So I'm sharing my screen on the reviews that we have. We have 149 reviews on Google in our Athens location. You really need to focus on getting reviews. It's like the easiest thing. You can go clean gutters, get a review. Go do a small repair, get a review. It is very difficult, more than ever, to get reviews and to keep reviews, because Google over the past year has removed, for some reason or another, around 20 to 25 of our reviews that we've received. And I have screenshots from customers. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to get reviews now. So
I'd say sucks, reviews, you know, because that is the case. We've heard that from a lot of people.
Yep. So you got to have that presence to even be seen when people are looking for roofing services in their area. I've just typed in Athens GA Roofing and we have organic, and we also have Google LSA, local service ads. So those are the two ways that we are seen online for the most part. We don't do any Google pay-per-click. We don't do any Facebook pay-per-click, but we're seen from those two ways, organic searches and Google local service ads.
How are you ranking in the maps and the GMB page and whatever it's called now, not GMB, but same thing.
As far as like, so the pages now, that's going to go down the rabbit hole if we talk about that too much. Just work on getting reviews, work on having content, create blog posts. If you're not going to do that, at least just get the reviews. That's the first step you can do. Just get reviews. And that will help you jumpstart your business.
And add photos to your GMB page. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, right?
Yep. And there's a lot of services out there that you can use to auto-post. One, the service that we use is called 1UP app. And you can automatically schedule posts for your Google Business profile so that you have updated pictures that will help also your search engine optimization. So that's just like your online presence part of things. We're rebranding this year to Peach State Roofing. It's great. It's definitely a challenge, but I highly recommend not doing what I did, which is just being forced. I was forced into starting my business without a plan. Previous employer kind of deal owed me a bunch of money. So I didn't have the time to take my time and plan this. So we're really happy to have a name that we can spell and say, and people can share a lot easier. It's almost daily now that people are somewhat confused, but they still can't say my last name, which is fine. I can't either. So this is where you start. You start with the online presence. It's just essential. I mean, Yelp is actually working this year. Thumbtack, all these lead services, we don't even pay for those leads. But having updated business profiles and all the platforms that are on the internet will help you get new leads for very, very low acquisition costs. So that's the first thing you got to do. Then you've got to have your phone number go to a live person. And I've used Ruby Receptionist for a long time. You need a live person. I think the lowest plan that you can charge, it's like $230 a month for Ruby Receptionist. They're a great organization. There's a pool of people that answer your phone all the time during your business hours. They're going to answer, they're going to ask all the pre-qualification questions that you may have, and they're going to schedule that appointment through Calendly. So you've got to do that. If you're not doing that, I don't know what to say, because it's so cheap. It's $230 to $250 a month to have somebody answer your phone is unbelievably affordable.
If you're going to be in business, I mean, think about it. You got to have these things organized. That's where you start, because people are calling you. So they've found you somehow. But if you're rolling these things over to voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're going to, and you're paying a lot of money to get that phone to ring. I'm going to give a quick plug for them. Go to get.ruby.com/theroofercoach. Check them out. They're great, but I didn't mean to, it's not a commercial for them, but it does work. And that's where you start.
Yep. You need that. You need online presence, and you need somebody answering your phone all the time. And the people that are just so proud that they answer their own phone, shame on you. Like, seriously, shame on you for saying that I answer every single phone call. First of all, that's not the way you're supposed to live at all. You should not be proud of that at all. You should be delegating that task that answers phones. And you're not trying to get professional responses as far as technical way to you roof. Hey, you're not supposed to answer those questions. Like, that's not what the phone call is. The phone call is to schedule the inspection. Do you offer roofing services? So going back to like what you should offer, we had another episode multiple times. We talked about niching. Do one or two, possibly three services. So roofing, gutters, maybe trim, but really roofing and gutters. If you're in the residential space, that's all you should be doing. That's my opinion. There's a lot of guys who are successful with it, but I think that they look at the revenue more than the actual profit, and they're not actually profitable. So,
and the time suck, you know, it's
enormous amount of processes that you have to, different crews you should be having. There's obviously outliers, but in general, you should be doing one or two services so that whenever somebody calls your office, anyone can answer the phone and say, hey, yeah, we do offer roofing services. Hey, we do offer gutter services. There's very few questions they cannot answer with an untrained person. Then that is the best way to, if everybody wants to scale, it's the best way to scale your business. It's the best way to grow your business and the most profitable, efficient way. So that's what we do.
The first step in a sale is to make the sale, and that's the appointment.
That's right.
Sell the appointment to qualified people. But if you're not answering the phone, you don't have a chance, opportunity to sell it to them. That's crazy.
Correct. Anyway, correct.
Go ahead.
So you're selling the inspection on the calendar. That's what the first thing you're doing. So you're there. You better have a good website, at least have someone that's building something that's SEO worthy. It has to be probably on WordPress, but something that will actually, that Google will recognize long term. You don't have to spend $20,000 to start out. But if you are in business for any amount of time and you're spending $80,000 on your freaking trucks, you should probably spend $20,000 on your website. Yes. If you've been in business for 5 years and you're spending all this money on equipment, this is where we get a lot of compliments and we build a lot of trust. Our website, we can do the RoofQuote Pro instant estimate right here. We can schedule a free inspection right here. It's a really, really great tool for all of our, on mobile. It works on mobile, works on desktop. We're showing, you know, if they want to finance it, they can do it there. They want to watch videos. They want to do a roofing calculator. It's all there. You need to invest in this. This is your storefront. So have a story.
This is really a great website. I mean, I just, this is the first time I've seen it. This is your new one. You just had it revised.
Well, yeah, they, Hook Agency built it, but then they just kind of, they've worked on it. We've changed the form into two buttons. So if you're not watching, instead of in lieu of a form, we have a box that basically shows our Facebook and Google 5-star reviews. And then you can click one of two buttons. You can click a get instant estimate button that goes to RoofQuote Pro, or you can click the schedule free inspection button and they can schedule right there on the website. So when Kathleen's answering our phones, it's the same thing. She's asking the same questions that someone could fill out on her form. And so that automatically schedules on our, we're not doing this number here where we're saying, hey, we'll have a salesperson call you back. That right. is not what the customer wants.
That's
the
correct.
Customer wants to, at any moment in time, 24 hours a day, they want to call, talk to a live person, and or go to your website and schedule an appointment without having to talk to anybody. That's what they want. If you do not understand that, you're going to be left behind. You must have a process, and specifically on your website, that helps the customer get what they want, which is what's in it for them. They want to schedule an appointment and they may not want, they may be at work where they can't talk to you. Make it easy for them to schedule the appointment.
This is really awesome. You guys got to check this out. You got to see this on video. So be sure to let me know, because this is really a damn good website. And you're right about how to set the appointment. Now we're into our sales process. And this is the first step, is make it easy. Everything is, you need to make easy for your prospect to book that call. It's the first sale. And there's two great opportunities. Tell them real quick what RoofQuote Pro is and why you've got it on there and what that does for you.
So there are a lot of instant estimator tools. RoofQuote Pro, I have found to be a better investment because...
That's Roofle, right?
It's Roofle's tool called RoofQuote Pro, correct.
Right.
The reason that it is better, in my opinion, is that it takes the customer through the actual roof system, the actual colors that they're choosing. It shows the financing right there. It gives them, you can choose to give them a range of pricing. So a lot of people have an objection about, like, contractors have an objection, like, well, if I show people my pricing, then my competitors are going to know. Well, nobody cares about that. Like, everyone knows what everybody's charging anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're not paying attention. So Roofle just did an update where you can have a range of pricing. We're still giving a good, better, best option for three different roof systems, the ones that we install. And at each one of those selections, you see a range of what this roof is probably going to cost. It's around a $2,000 to $3,000 range, so that you can protect yourself as a company, and the customer understands that you still need to do an inspection so that you can give an accurate proposal for that roof. That's the one tool. The second tool we talked about earlier is Company Cam. They have a gallery on their desktop where you can just add recent projects to the gallery. And then there's a widget that's built in, that this is our projects page. So every single project we need to actually add, we only have 5 pages of these. We show standing seam, we show different colors, different roof types, the roofs that we've done and the locations where we've done those roofs. It's really, really helpful tool. And you don't have to pay a webmaster to come in here and then add the images. You just add it. You just go into Company Cam and add it to the gallery, and it'll go automatically in real time to your website.
This is awesome. I love this. That's a good setup.
Mm-hmm. We've done some really sweet roofs. It's very, very, very fortunate. So
I like it.
Okay. That's the beginning of the customer process. They're able to really investigate who you are. You're giving them what they want, which is scheduling an appointment, not having to wait for a sales rep to call them and schedule an appointment. A live person's answering their phone. There's a form on their website. You have a bunch of Google reviews. You have recent projects. If they want to apply for financing, they can do that. They know exactly what services that you offer. And then you can proceed with the next part of the process, which is doing the inspection.
Because so, here's our first step, all of this. I mean, you're giving them information about financing. You're providing all this information before you've even, you still haven't even gone out to the roof. And you really haven't even talked to these people yet. They're coming to your website because they're doing research for the most part. What is it? Only 3% of the people that visit your website are actually ready to buy today. 97% of the people, they're researching. They're just kicking it around. They're thinking about getting a roof or whatever. And this is why the lead warming is so important, but that's down the road, right? Answer me this. Riddle me this. We have contractors that'll say, well, I can't set an appointment. I don't know where my guy's going to be. I don't know where I'm going to be that day. And what do you say to that?
That's a leadership problem. You're not, if you have five sales reps, they need to have, I've talked to a lot of guys who have a bunch of sales reps. You should have a service area based on where they live and where they want to, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why you give them a certain service area, but you're trying to make their days efficient. You don't want them driving 45 minutes or an hour one way to go look at a roof. It is not an efficient way for them to be working. They need to be seeing at least three appointments a day, if not four or five. And if you have the appointments scheduled all over the place, they will never be able to do that efficiently. They'll be late to all their appointments. So Calendly does this where you can do round robin. That's one thing you can do. You can also schedule, depending on your market, you can schedule based on location. So we have a logic in Calendly where if it's in Athens, it's going to Cameron. If it's in Savannah, now it's going to Clay. And that's the way we have it set up so far. If we have multiple reps per market, then of course we would have a round robin for each location. But it's not a difficult thing to do. You just need to take the time to educate yourself and do those things, which is using a tool like Calendly to set up appointments automatically so that your reps just get, it's a really fun thing as a sales rep, just to get a notification that you have an appointment. That's what they want. They don't care about like calling the person and introducing themselves and asking the same questions. They just want to get the appointment so they can go do the inspections, and they want some information in that appointment to understand what type of customer this is, how big the roof is, all the questions that we ask.
And you're getting those questions answered. We're doing our pre-qualification checklist, right? Before it gets to the sales guy. So they probably have that information there, don't they?
They do. They know everything that we've asked them so far, both in the actual email and message from Calendly. And then also whenever we call, we have the recording calls, like you can see in ProLine right now, all the calls are recorded. And then if they're notes for the call, then either one of our teammates will make notes for that call if there's something that's really important. So that's a really, really important thing that we want to, Kathleen's really good about that, about whenever she calls somebody, the call is recorded, but she also makes notes so that I know what I'm looking at, how old the roof is, what if there's leaks, all the issues that I want to know before. And I can say, hey, I was reading the notes for your appointment and X, Y, or Z. And so I sound more professional because I've taken the time to research this homeowner's situation.
And this is why you've got, obviously have to have a CRM, a good CRM that's set up to do these things. I mean, this is tracking all this. You use ProLine, which is awesome, does all of these things, but whichever CRM they're using, they're able to get most of this information. So you want to gather the information, have everything together, and track this. We're building out our lead funnel, right?
Yeah. I want as much information as possible. And in my case, I want all of it. I want every phone call recorded. I want every text message to and from the homeowner, every email to and from the homeowner. I want all the information for every single person on our team to see. I don't want to ask redundant questions to each team member. I want anyone on the team to go into a contact's activity feed and see every part of that communication. That's why we built ProLine, because we want to see everything. I don't want to just see part of it. I want to see all of it so that we give that customer an excellent experience. We're not confused. We're not saying wrong things. Like, there's a whole number of reasons why you want to be informed of what's going on.
Yeah, you got to have information. But as you said, for those that managers, owners, whatever, are saying, well, I can't get my guys to fill this out. As you mentioned before, that's a leadership problem. Yeah. You've got to get this information in there. And it's a no-brainer. Sorry, go ahead.
There's a lot of roofing clubs out there where there's independent sales reps and they're running their own leads. And that's fine. It's just not a great way to keep accountability and to help. It's not just about keeping an eye on the people. It's about actually helping them be more efficient with the team that you've built. It's making them more profitable and reducing the wasted time, reducing the burnout for sales reps. We built this for sales reps, not the sales managers and the owners. We built this platform so the sales reps enjoy their life better. So anyway, we're going through the same customer that we inspected in February of last year.
And just to touch on, the reason this is the sales process, okay? So the reason we're going through this and why it's so important, why it's critical, is by doing these things, you are going to improve your close rate, okay? You're going to sell more work. You're going to sell a higher price. You're going to be able to upsell your products, increase the value of the sale. But that's what we're doing. And you don't need to have, instead of getting more leads, let's work on closing the ones that we do and making sure that we're spending our time in front of qualified prospects.
Correct. Reducing your acquisition costs as well. We're working with Brad Akers right now, who's helping us learn the difference between a sales funnel and a flywheel. We want to do exactly what you're saying, Dave, which is, we want to maximize the existing customers that we already have, both their experience and then their referral opportunities for those that they know, so that we're not spending more money on ads, more money on SEO, more money on PPC, all the things. We want to reduce our acquisition costs as much as possible.
Explain that to me. What the customer acquisition cost, what does that mean? Why do we care? And why is it so important to get that cost down?
All right. So it's really controversial. People actually don't understand it. Well, I'll say this. Why do you not have any money at the end of the month whenever you think that you have X, Y, and Z covered on profit margin, close rate, all these things? If you feel like you don't have any money ever for some reason, it's because you don't understand your acquisition costs. That's really what the issue is. It's not that you're buying a boat. It's not that you're spending a bunch of money wasting it. You may be wasting money on a stupid truck, but it is most likely that you don't understand your acquisition costs. If you think your acquisition cost is $300 to $500, you are wrong. I don't care if you door knock. You have overhead that you need to attribute to those customers. On average, it's a minimum of $1,200 $1,200 to $1,600 per customer. Argue with me all day long. Hundreds and hundreds of roofing contractors have talked about this for a long, long time. And when you actually show the numbers to what it actually costs, then you realize that when you're pricing a job, you're pricing it too low because you don't understand your acquisition costs. And at the end of the day, you're like, well, I've paid my supplier, I paid my crew, I paid my sales guy. Why is there no money at the end? It's because your acquisition cost is higher than you think. It's generally triple what you think it is.
So you're telling me that it cost you $1,500 to acquire a customer. Is that what you're saying?
If it's a sales funnel, that you have a cold prospect. I don't care what lead source. I don't care if you're door knocking. I don't care if you're using Google, Facebook, Yelp, Thumbtack. That's a cold prospect. Well, but I'm only spending $100 per the lead. Well, are you closing every single one of them? The answer is no. And if you are, then your prices are too low, way too low. You're already losing anyway. In general, if you're closing one out of three, 33% close rate, then you have to triple the numbers already. And that's just the direct cost that you have. On top of that, you do have actual cost to drive down the road, to have insurance, to have the overhead in your business. You can't just say, oh, that's just outside. No, it's all the things that I've been showing, the website, the Google, however you get your ads, I mean, your reviews, all these things that get the customer in the beginning. They may not have a direct cost to that job, but they do cost you money every single month. And that's why the acquisition cost is very, very high in the roofing space. In the residential, retail, or insurance roofing space, that is why your acquisition cost is... Somebody can show me under $1,000, I'll be impressed. The only way to do that is by getting a minimum of three referrals per... It's what we're going through right now. We're trying to get three appointments per customer. So three new referral appointments per customer. That's how you lower your acquisition cost. It's the only way to do it. Because it doesn't actually cost dollars to do that. It just takes a system and a process and activities to do that.
And the cost to get a qualified, what we call a qualified lead, is also a lot more than everybody thinks. What are we about? Around $500 or so for a qualified lead is the cost in the industry. Is that what you'd say?
It's something around there. So then you have to triple that because you close one out of three.
That's right.
Also, a lot of people think that they close much, much higher than they actually do.
Yeah, right.
And that's the truth. That so in general, people will say, well, I close at 40%. And you go through the numbers and then you realize, how many appointments do you run? I mean, Brad Akers lays this out perfectly. Mm-hmm. So if the example was, he asked this guy who said he did 40% close rate. And he's like, well, so how many contracts do you get signed on average per month? And he said 6 to 10. And so he said, well, just for the sake of this illustration, can we say 8? You close 8 jobs a month. He's like, yeah, that's fine. And says, okay, let's do the math. And so you do the math, and you run one appointment a day. And he's like, no, that's 20 appointments a month. He's like, no, I actually do about 3 appointments a day. So what about those? Why do those other ones not close? And so when you do the math, when you say he's really running 60 appointments a month, 8 signed contracts out of 60 is not 40%. Right. And that's what the most people think. They're not actually attributing the correct numbers. And this is very, very common. So 8 out of 60 is 13.3%. That's what most people's close rate is. They're not realizing that the other appointments count. You don't just get to say, it's not an anecdotal feeling. It's actual, how many appointments did you go to? There were qualified people that you can say, I did 60 appointments this month and I close 8. That's 13% close rate. That's what that is. That is real numbers.
You've got to know your rate.
And that is another reason why the acquisition cost is so high, because it costs money to go to all of those appointments. The other appointments that he did not sell cost the company money, cost the individual money. I don't care if you're an independent sales rep. They cost money in every possible way, not just fuel. Like, it's time. Your time is money. You could be focusing on other things to produce revenue, and you were failing at producing revenue for the other 52 appointments that you went to.
John, do you know your close rate?
Right now I don't, because it's January. We're really, really slow right now. So we've had almost no appointments in January, like most people.
But generally, and for like last year.
Last year it was around 37%. We were just over where I thought. If we're at 35%, we're fine. We thought we're going to be closer to 40%, but we're right around 37% right now.
And what we're talking about through all this that we're just going to get back to right now is we're trying to improve that close rate. That means we can also charge higher prices, and where we need to be high, more, make more profit. But that's what we're trying to do by having a better sales process. We're going to close more deals, period.
That's right. Let's get back on track. I went on a way big tangent, but it's something that's irking me that we've been talking about recently, because I felt the same thing that Brad's talking about, which is why we have no money. And it's like, you need to understand your acquisition cost is a certain level. And it's helpful for my entire team to know that as well. So they understand whenever you're saying we need to price the jobs at a certain amount, they have the confidence because they know the numbers of the company. They understand the confidence. They understand the numbers. So that gives them confidence to sell the jobs at a certain rate. We're trying to sell at 40% gross profit. Okay. So going through, we have this appointment. We've given the customer what they want. It's really important to document everything that happens. We use Company Cam. I recommend Company Cam. I think everyone should use it. And it gives a lot of accountability, gives a lot of excellent customer experience. We're taking pictures. This customer has out for repair. It shows a bunch of other previous repairs. They decide to hire another company to do the repair, and guess what? It didn't work. And so in December of this year, December 27th, actually, we had a new call from the customer. So this is a previous customer that we had cold, dead. We lost the job. He called December. We had to reschedule to the beginning of January. And if you're looking and watching, you'll see every green bubble is an automation. Every blue bubble is a manual text or email from me or Kathleen. More appointment reminders, embedded YouTube videos on why we're different and what to expect on the inspection day.
Sorry. Okay. Tell me about that, because that's an important, I love that, what you just went through.
Yeah. So you cannot overly communicate. If you think you are overly communicating, you need to do more. That became very clear to my team. They're like, you're so right. These people were ready to buy. And I just was too scared or too nervous to call them or text them. I'm like, it's everybody. It's human nature. You don't want to annoy people. But in the end, they have reached out to you to do roofing. If you show them that you want to do roofing and you still show them you want to do roofing the next day and the next day and the next week, they still need the roof fixed. So we have never had anyone. I just had somebody text me right now who opted out. They opted out of the automations, the long-term automations. That's fine. There was no angry text message or email. They're just like, no, I've already had it taken care of. And they opted out of our automations. That's fine. People are busy. They're overwhelmed with all this information. They're watching Netflix. They're on their phone. They need to be reminded very, very consistently that you are still here and you are ready to replace their roof.
Exactly. And you want to do business with them.
Correct. We have sold multiple jobs, dozens and dozens of jobs specifically for this case. You were the only contractor that showed that you wanted to do the job. You're the only one that followed up. And I was really hesitant to go with you guys because you were the highest price roofing contractor. So not only are we willing to pay more, you're showing us that you want to do the job. And so we're giving you the job. That's like the story of what ProLine does for people. We're pricing it correctly. We happen to be one of the higher price contractors. They still go with us because they've gotten three more estimates from three other companies. And those companies are just in the wind. They've ghosted them. They either never provided a proposal because they don't have a good process, or they've sent a stupid proposal and they never followed up. It's written on some napkin somewhere.
You mentioned this embedded video. I just want to make sure you touch on that. What is that? Tell us what it is. This is your, I always call it the pre-meeting package that we send. What do you call it?
I was about to watch it, but we're not going to watch it because it'll be too confusing for people. But in general, we have a welcome video that says, hey, this is who we are. This is how we operate. And we usually say like, hey, this is a 30-second video. Just watch this to see what to expect on inspection day.
And this is what they get at when they schedule an appointment?
they're getting them all the time. They're getting them at every phase of the sales process. They're getting when they schedule the appointment. They're getting when they, when we move them to working on quote or create quote. They get them whenever we're, when they sign the contract, what to expect on roof day. We've worked on a lot of these videos, and we have a videographer that comes to our office and we do these videos, and we're going to continue to make more of them. But it just gives a name with a face. They're like, I watched your videos. I know you, Clay. I know you, Cameron. I know you, John. Like, it's, you're establishing trust in more of a fun way than just sending a text message into someone's face. So that's why we do it.
Right.
More phone calls with this guy going through ProLine's like activity feed. More automations are going through. He had a medical emergency. So now we're rescheduled for February 9th. And so that's what we're doing. He's still got another automation. And again, I haven't actually messaged him in a while, but the automations are still going out. So he knows we're still here. We're still doing the 9th. It's just a really, really good experience. And we'll, you know, we will go over there. Here's the thing. For all of our appointments, we try to have the proposal ready. So if you're watching, you can see that this is a repair. We recommended a replacement. We offered a repair price and a replacement price at this time in February 2023. He said, I don't want to do the replacement. It's too expensive. If you look at the pictures and you're watching, you can see that there's multiple repairs that were already done on this roof. The roof is definitely more than 20 years old. There is no storm damage. He needs to replace this roof. So he decided to put a Band-Aid on it, and it continued to leak profusely in their house.
And now the roof's 20% more than it was back then.
Well, it's not 20%. It could be a little bit more. But so anyway, he knows all this. He's come back to us because we were very professional, and the other company did not fix their problem. So they spent some money. I think that the repair is like $3,900. It's a very large repair around a chimney, bunch of problems with the roof, and he didn't want to do it. So I don't know what he paid for the other repair, but that one was a waste of money. He literally just threw money down the toilet.
Yep.
And so now we're back in this situation where he's like, I need you to come out here and meet me and fix this problem. And I'm going to tell them again, we're not doing the repair now. Now you've proven that you need a new roof. And so it's really important for this part of the sales process to be ready before that appointment. This is a really, really important thing. So we like to use EagleView. There's a lot of other measurement softwares out there, GAF, Quick Measure, and Hover, and all these pieces. Whatever you use, just make sure it's accurate. So in ProLine, we have all the measurements here. We manually put them in there right now. We will have an integration in about 2 months, maybe shorter. And so we have accurate numbers for exactly what we need for that roof.
And you're doing this. You haven't even been out to look at the roof yet. This is all
correct
before the salesman goes out there. And also, the salesman's not doing this. This is your inside sales that is
correct
putting this together. So you're telling me, I think, is by the when they do go out there, he's already got the proposal already written. He basically knows the price for the most part. And then what? Go out there and make any adjustments that they need and then present.
Correct. So it is on the responsibility of the sales rep to do this, but they are the secondary line of offense, I would say. So they're there to make sure that the numbers are accurate. They need to be excellent at building roofs and understanding proposals. But you're right. Our inside sales rep is doing this work on the front end so that generally sales reps are driving around and they don't like paperwork anyway. So we're having people that are in the office that are really good at details building the quotes out first. So we make sure that once they're pre-qualified, we order the measurements and then we input that data in ProLine. So we know how big the roof is. We know all the components that we'll need. And then we move to creating the quote.
And we work with guys all the time that, you know, oh, this will never work. That's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And they're sending a guy out. They go out there. They take a look at the roof. They measure it up, whatever they do. Then they come back to the office. They screw around with it some more. And now they're going to have to make another trip or send out a proposal or whatever they do. It is just such a clumsy process. I mean, this is the way to do it. This is why we have a process, right?
That's right. So, I mean, what you're describing is exactly how I started in the business. It's the same thing. Oh, let us go sharpen our pencils. Yeah. Like we were freaking writing on paper, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with writing on paper. And if you understand your numbers well, then you can write an estimate on paper to price a job. You can do that. And it's going to take you 4 minutes to do that. If you know anything about, I was hand measuring it. I mean, all those things I was doing from the very beginning. We're climbing on roofs, hand measuring it, and we were creating the proposal on paper before we would actually type it up in our little Excel thing. But it's what we're doing. You should be doing that before you get there. So you're providing value. You need to inspect the roof in most cases. You need to know if there's multiple layers of shingles, if there's going to be rotten areas, if there's going to be something that's outside of the eagle view, whatever the reason, to get make sure your numbers are accurate. But you need to have an excellent proposal. And this is ProLine's proposal. You are showing the front of the home so that the supplier delivers the material to the right house and so that the crew goes to the right house. This is going on the work order and the material order that you
grew up before. Yep.
Exactly. So you're showing the customer, this is your home. We care about what you're, I've never met this customer yet. So you're showing them that it's their home and you're going to build a proposal based on what they need for their home.
This proposal is really awesome. You guys have to get a copy of this. So let me know. As I said, I'll send this over to you, John, going through the screen. But this is a great proposal. It's going to sell more roofs, period.
Yep. So you're telling their story. You have a cover page. It's the picture of their house. You go right into the inspection photos. Okay. So we're here. We're showing previous repairs from other companies. We're showing lifted shingles. We're showing these stupid rain guards that everybody puts on in Savannah that causes a lot of leaks because it builds up debris. And that was actually part of the problem for the chimney leak. And so the Cricut needs to be replaced with ice and water shield, new flashing and some new siding where it's rotten. You take pictures of the chimney cap and other repairs. You're just showing the highlights of what you inspected, whether you're climbing on the roof or I was climbing on this roof or you're flying a drone. Take these pictures, take all the pictures that are relevant. Then kind of moving forward, you are talking about, we just worked with Chris DeRolle and he built these, they're called hero pages, but they're basically just showing who we are, why we're different. And it's a short letter, just what makes us different in the roofing industry, showing a picture of my wife and I, and then Cameron and his family. And then once Clay gets his family picture this week, then we'll add Clay there.
That's awesome, because what you're doing is you're building trust. I don't understand how contractors, you go to their about page, there's no photos, doesn't say who's who or anything about you. I'm going to buy from the person. Okay. And I want to know something about them. And that's what your about page, you call them exactly the hero pages, whatever, but you're telling this story and it's building trust as you go. I mean, I can look at that and I go, God, this guy looks pretty damn trustworthy.
So you're exactly right. We want to include as many pictures of people as possible, not just our work. And we want to include even more pictures of our crew on our website too. So
not these stock photos where everybody's got on their website. I mean, that's not, they know that's not you. I mean, that's crazy. They want to see you. And as you say, with the crew, why it's so important. These are the guys that are going to be out there working on your home. They're going to be out there, at your house with your family. You want to know who's going to be the guys that are going to be working there.
Yep. So they've already been talking. This is the next page is all about like the journey. So this is the customer journey. This is taking pictures through a sequence of who they're talking to at which stage. So Kathleen does answer all the phones. And then we have a couple pictures of the outside sales reps and then going to the production management. Kathleen does that as well. We will eventually split that role into two people. So we'll have Kathleen loves production management. So we'll add a member of our team with SMA and they will do inside sales. And then finally the legendary Tisha will be there and she's She's going to, she's our enforcer. She's the collector. She creates all the budgets. She invoices for all the jobs, and she is helping people have another point of contact to make sure that we provided a five-star experience. So people can see that process. They want to know who they're talking to, who they're supporting. And that's the next page. Nice. Part of the sales process that's really important is, what do you guys offer? The roof packages page is all about like the good, better, best, but we also have a basic option. So people can understand, okay, so what's the difference between these shingles? They're, it's right there. They can just see it right there. We have some like highlights for each one of these selections. So they know, okay, you're getting Scotchgard with this. You're not getting Scotchgard with this. Standing seam is this. It's a really important page, and it answers a lot of questions that we typically have.
And you want to give them a good, better, best, right? I mean, you
every
want
time.
To give them options.
Every time. Yeah, every yeah. single time.
And you've got to explain what the options are. I had this discussion with a client this morning, you know, about, you know, homeowners, they think a roof's a roof, okay? Period.
Yep.
They don't understand the difference. Your job is to explain what the difference is and to give them options. And because you've built that trust, they're going to ask you, well, what would you do? Well, if I was roofing my mother's house, this is what I would do. So you give them the options. You built that trust. Each of the steps that we're going through is also meant to continue to build on that trust and show you as the expert, as opposed to this one or two page freaking stupid proposal that you get from most people where they go, well, okay, I got three of these. I don't see the difference. Well, why don't I might as well just go on the price, period.
Yep. Yep. So we're showing differentiators all throughout this entire proposal, not just what we offer, but the actual solutions to their problems. People often ask, okay, like going back to what I was saying before, is niching down. So we're answering questions that they ask you answer questions. Why should I, what matters about standing seam? What's so special about Atlas Pinnacle Pristine? You know, why do I need gutters and gutter guards? And then, you know, how does the Scotchgard work? You know, what does a class four shingle mean? What, you know, what is Pinnacle Sun? And why should I care? These are some things that we're answering, common questions that we get, and it's right there. And so we're communicating that in a really nice way. And we're also sending Loom videos to explain this as well.
What's a Loom video? Explain
so
that.
So it's a little, it's a, we pay for the business plan, but, it's very affordable. You just screen record the, proposal that you have, and you can choose to have your little face in there in the corner explaining it or not, but you just kind of help the customer in an efficient way without having to have a discussion, share it with their spouse, or just take time to understand your proposal. If they're not able to meet with you and they're not able to have a sit down in their kitchen table, you give them something that's a little more value than even just a nice proposal. You're actually taking the time to hopefully answer any other questions you may have, they may have, and then going through this proposal. You can usually do it between 8 and 10 minutes. And so they're not having to have an hour long conversation with a high pressure salesperson. They feel comfortable to make the decision on their own.
But you're walking through it as you would.
Just like we're doing right now.
Just like on the kitchen table or whatever. Yeah. And you're also, again, because you've got your photo on there and you're doing the speaking, they're getting to know you and you're building that trust along the way. But Loom is great. It's I love using Loom. I use it on most of my correspondence just because it's easy and you can always share the screen. It's a great way to go through these things as opposed to just shoving this, you know, shooting an email over there. They have no idea who they're working with. This is going to close more deals. It's that simple. That's what we're doing. Every one of these steps is intended to close more sales.
Yep, it's true. And this next page is about upgrades. If you want to increase your average ticket,
which you do,
we offer a couple different options. And so there's on this page and why we do it. You know, other major questions that we get is how do I choose a shingle color? What are the payment terms? How long does it take to replace the roof? You know, if you're going to do payment options, we have credit card options. We take checks. We do bank transfers, and we also have financing. Why do we use Scotchgard? We're just answering those questions. So that's, I tried to make it relatively short. I didn't want to make it super, super long so that people get lost in this, but I do, I did want to have a little bit more value than what most people bring. So I worked with Chris DeRoll and he built those pages out for us. So I recommend, if you're listening to this and not watching, Chris DeRoll all on Facebook. Yep. He's really, really good. Not just at building nice sales pages, but taking you through a process for what your roofing business should look like. It's going to be different than mine. It's going to be, you know, you have a unique experience for your homeowners. So you need to go through that process.
How many pages would you say this is? I had this conversation with Chris just the other day.
Well, that was just 6 pages. So before when we get to the last signature page is page 13. And then we have a bunch of terms and conditions that we have on there as well. So to finish up, we're going to go give the good, better, best options. We have the prices there. It's very simple, but effective for like exactly what you're installing in the roof. You can even click on the actual PDF to apply for financing on it. And we're going to give you a price per month if you click here and apply and qualify. So you're going to get a good, better, best option. It's going to show the differences between each one, just like we did before. And then, of course, the final signature page, you can choose the good, better, or best, and then any of the upgrade options that we offer, and e-sign it right there. So on the screen, you can actually click sign now if you are using an iPad in front of the homeowner or at the kitchen table, or you can just send the quote as well. And that is the proposal system that we have in ProLine for our business.
I love it. That is awesome. The reason I asked how many pages, you know, that conversation, whether good, less is better. I think as long as you've got good things to say, which yours did, otherwise, you know, guys throw in the spec book and all this crap, you know, it just confuses people. This is all, it needs to be as long as it needs to be. Okay. That's it is with good information. It's useful, answers questions. And I think that is perfect. That is really awesome. So you've got that put together before you even go out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is what I just showed you is a real proposal for a real appointment that we have in about a week.
We've scheduled the appointment. We've got all this put together. We know basically the prices. Now he's going to go out and take a look at this and maybe we need to make some adjustments, see some things that are going to be a little more expensive or this or that, access, whatever it is. And he can make those adjustments there. Is that right?
Yeah. We're going to take a bunch of company cam pictures and add them to the report if we need to. And then, yeah, we'll present right there. This is what we recommend. You've done the repair. The roof is over 20 years old. Here are the financing terms. If you want to do financing, when do you want to get on the schedule? That's it. So if they say no right then, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Automatically, they're going to get moved to quote sent this automation here, this campaign here, and they're going to get follow-ups. So if you're a sales rep and you hate following up, this is where the magic is. This is where the ROI is. So you know how many days they're in follow-up. You know what's going on in the campaigns for follow-up. And if you do retail follow-up and insurance follow-up, they're two different campaigns. Mm-hmm. It is a really, really helpful tool that's coming from your phone, the same phone number that you've been calling and texting from. And so if they respond, then you can immediately respond to their text message or email. That's really helpful.
That's what I love about ProLine, how you do that. And particularly with using, you know, your phone number that it's coming from, not some random number. But go back to what we said was, we're not putting on a hard close. You know, we're saying, hey, we're going to ask them for the sale, of course. You know, hey, would you like to do it? Can we get you on the schedule? But most people, the vast majority, are not prepared to buy. and they're going to have to think about it. They're going to have to do this, or, you know, waiting for my tax refund or whatever it is. There's all kinds of reasons. When you say that's probably, I don't know, I would say 80% of the people, you know, you're going to get one or two that are going to say, great, let's get it on there and do it. But the majority are going to have to think about it. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I would say it's, people are pretty low on the buy right now. Unless they have, this is a case for this particular customer that he may do that because he has experience with us in the past year. But for the most part, people are going to get sticker shock. It's the first thing they're going to see. They thought the roof is 10,000 and it's 20,000. And so they're going to get more estimates and they're going to realize that everybody else is still, if they're a good company, they're going to be around the same price. So the follow-up is very essential to increase that close rate. For the sales process. If you are not following up, you might as well just give up. If it's really, really difficult to get people to make decisions right then, this guy's going to be one of those guys. It's going to be difficult, but even if he says no, we're going to follow up more than everybody else. And that's how we sell most of our roofs. It's usually a 10-day window, 10 to 12 day, depending on when we did the proposal, and then we'll sell the roof and move towards production.
So here's why this is so important. And this happens with almost every contractor I work with. The first thing I want to know, okay, what's your close rate? Well, you know, they generally they don't know, right? They kind of throw out some random number. Then I say, okay, you've got sold jobs, you got lost jobs. Now in the middle of that, you've got all these, what we call open jobs. That's the vast majority of those deals, okay? And that's what we're talking about. People aren't ready to make that decision yet. They have to think about it. And that goes into the pit where, you know, it's just the abyss. And nobody ever follows up on it. And they don't really track this, so they have no idea how many are out there. So how are you going to get a decent close rate? You have no idea because the majority of those deals are still open, or they lost them. You don't know, but they're sitting in there. This was a great example, you know, speaking of Chris, when I worked with him originally, that was the question that I asked. I said, you know, so what do you think the number is? You know, what's your, volume of sales that of proposals that are open out there? I think the number was like 3 or 4 million. Okay. And I go, well, what do you do to follow up? He says, I don't have time to follow up. I don't do anything. It just sits there. I go, okay, we got ProLine. We set that up, set the automations up, and he probably sold, what, over $1 million, boom, right there by just following up on those. Go, oh, yeah, you know, I know I got to do something. I've been thinking about it, but I just haven't gotten my butt off, you know, off the couch to do it. And that's what happens so much. That's why this follow-up and the way ProLine does it, I love it. I think that's just the best because we know that sales guys just don't follow up. Agreed?
It's true. Sell work, do work, keep score. This is a good intro to the, at least our sales process and what we do to increase our close rate, increase our profit margin. This is a pretty broad overview for what we do.
Look who's here. Hey there.
Ruby's here. And that's my cue.
Ruby's here. All right. Hi, Ruby. Okay. Well, anything else we want to drop, John? This is the way to do it. Period. You've got to have some process like this, step by step by step, and we continue to tweak it and make it better. We work on it over time, and we're going to sell more work. We're going to make more profit. Period. All of these things that we're doing, it's awesome. I love it.
It's anything, true. Anything it's the add, first. Ruby, it's, John? It's the, you know, well, Ruby, what do you think? Sell work? Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know it. All right. I think that's great.
Next week, if you want to talk about, we can talk about the production side of things, and then we can talk about the reporting and why you keep score.
This is great. As we talk about a three-legged stool, that's how business is built, and it's got to be strong and solid. And those three legs are sell work, do work, and keep score. Every one of those legs has to be solid. So I like that idea. Okay, we did the cell work. Now we sold all this work. Well, now we've got to go do the work. We've got to do it profitably, because that's where a lot of slippage happens. That's where a lot of the profits bleed out, is in that transfer, that handoff. How do we hand it off to production without having going to the wrong house and, as you said, go roof the wrong house or whatever, and having all these screw-ups? So that's a good one for next week. So let's wrap it up here, and we will see everybody on the Roofer Show next week.